Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Good morning, Kansas City. Welcome to the Border Patrol for this Monday, June 21st, 2021. I am Nate Bucati in studio. Jake Gutierrez is running the show as always. Clean face, Jake Gutierrez. Got rid of that beard again, huh?
It's a hot one, man. Can't be sweating. I was mowing the lawn. Needed a clean face for that. Did some running. A lot of outside activities, so a beard, as one Stephen St. John knows, keeps your face nice and warm, but sometimes make it a little hot.
Get a little hot there this time of year. We actually have a little brief break from the heat today.
Cool this morning.
So we'll have more on that a little bit later on in the show. Speaking of Stephen St. John, doing the show from home today. Good morning, Stephen. What's going on, man?
You're going to have a brief break from me as well if things don't go right with this equipment and with me. And so, hey, here I am. And I have a goatee now. I shaved part of my beard off. You just can't see it.
Is that true?
I don't know if you believe that.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
It is. It's true. It's true.
I'm stunned.
Part of it is I jacked up one side of my beard trying to even the lines. And so I was thinking, hey, the same thing. It's 100 degrees. I don't think I need this Grizzly Adams beard. And so I took it down to a big goatee, and it was very nice to have that. So this happened Saturday night.
These are facts. I just checked the social media. He's not lying.
Wow.
Now wait a minute. Oh, so that's what I was gonna say.
I'm at work.
Instagram too, didn't I? I got you.
I'm at work.
I thought I only posted something on Facebook. I posted something on Instagram as well. I was late with my Father's Day posts. Because yesterday was quite an eventful day. But yeah, I did. So
I'm at work,
we'll see.
I can get on the social media at work.
Yeah. One of my daughters have already begged me to cover my face with hair again, so I don't think this is gonna last very long.
Just
they don't
sneeze
like it.
Real hard and I'm sure the beard will be back. It doesn't take you long.
Yeah, no, it's already I already got a nice 5 o'clock shadow, a good thick shadow, but they don't it's not received well in this household. Sue likes it. And the boys kind of gave me a funny look when they saw me when we got together for Father's Day. And Julia just walked into the room. She goes, no. Like, what do you mean by that? She says, no. Grow it back. I said, well, I mean, I can't do it immediately. Give me some time here. Give me a couple weeks and we'll get it back. So I've already been told no about an hour into the process. But that's all right. Here I am. It is much cooler. It fits the weather. So, you know. You guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend for me. We had a lot of sports to watch.
Damn, a lot.
Which was really fun.
A lot of good stuff. A lot of mediocre stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Royals won a series?
How about that? See, told you.
Right.
You play those Red Sox.
Yeah, you know.
So are you guys more surprised that the Bucks won game 7 in Brooklyn, or are you more surprised that the Hawks won game 7 in Philly?
I think that the Hawks won game 7 in Philly.
I think the Bucks, for me.
Yeah, man, that I'm going to tell you what, that game 7 between the Bucks and the Nets was one of the more enjoyable basketball games I've watched in quite some time.
Damn.
With the drama and the excitement and the anxiety and everything else.
The overtime.
Because the end of regulation,
right,
felt like the Bucks had it and they let it slip away, and then it was going to go to overtime and the Nets were going to overwhelm them, because that's what I thought was going to happen. And I thought Brooke Lopez was never going to live down the fact that he had no idea what the game situation was with, 2 seconds and some change left on the shot clock and 6 seconds left in the game clock. and they call an inbounds play. He gets it in the corner, and he acts like there's a full shot clock. And instead of just firing the shot up, he's looking around to make it. Hey, let's see if I can make the smart pass here with a couple of seconds left on the shot clock.
Make that extra pass.
And we're all like, What are you doing? What are you doing? Like with the rest of Milwaukee, because you knew that just felt like, oh boy, oh, that guy's never gonna live that down. And then of course KD had to hit that. I mean, I don't know where you're gonna put that up there with great shots. KD did so many things in the series and they still lost. That's a wild thing, but that shot and then the replay.
Oh, big toe away from.
How far were his toes over the line?
Oh, I mean, half an inch.
How close is that to being just a game winner, or just the dagger? And then, I know, and his legs were gone. His legs had to be gone. But what did you think when it was happening at the end of overtime, when he had a chance to do it again? I mean, didn't you think he was going to make it?
Yeah.
I was almost shocked that it was an air ball. I was shocked it was an air ball. The dude had, 48 points? That's the most ever in a game seven. And he's going to do it again. They're going to let him do it again. And he didn't. I mean, I think I was the most shocked. I mean, everybody had to have been shocked that he didn't make that last shot. But, wow, what a dramatic game. That was wild. Can't believe it. I did not. After the way, especially the fourth quarter ended, I thought the Bucks were done in overtime.
Yeah, it's usually it seems like you feel like the team that's happy to be at overtime is the team that's got a better chance of winning as opposed to the team that's disappointed that they ended up in overtime. But, man, I give the Bucks like a lot of credit, and I'm a huge fan of Giannis, and he's obviously taken his criticism so far in his career for postseason performances and even in this series, right? Like there were games where he was blasted for the way he failed to close out some of the close games. And, I feel like he's answered a lot of those critics. And he played like a beast in that game as well. So I like seeing him have success, and I was rooting for him the whole time. But I didn't think they were going to win the series. The thing is, I mean, look, and you can say this about a lot of different teams in this playoffs. Obviously, it's a different story if Kyrie Irving plays. It's a different story if James Harden actually has his legs. And clearly, he was never the full James Harden in this series either. But still, with the kind of performances KD was putting up, it was a hell of an accomplishment by the Bucks to be able to win that series, especially on Brooklyn's home floor.
And now, I mean, look at the conference finals. Clippers and Suns. Suns up 1-0, by the way. Clippers and Suns. And then Bucks and Hawks. I mean, look, we talked about this. It felt like this NBA playoffs is going to be wide open and anything could happen. I know, Nate, you were concerned about it just being a coronation for the Nets. But, I mean, I'll take it. This league's got a lot of young superstars to be showcased. And it doesn't always have to be.
Yeah,
LeBron. Well, it seems like it's had to be LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, the same guys over and over again in the finals, and we're going to get something different. And I'm here for it. I'm really excited about watching these finals, the conference finals, and then the NBA finals. You know, to showcase a new crop of talent.
Well, I'm with you. I think there's been a lot of fun, and I think that, Trae Young, Giannis on one side, Devin Booker. I did not consider him to be like one of the big superstars of the game before this postseason. I do now. I mean, he's maybe I'm just late to the party, but I was having a discussion with some buddies of mine that they love the NBA, and they were talking during the playoffs about how, well, the Suns don't really seem to have any superstars. Like, well, I feel like Chris Paul's a superstar, and it seems like Devin Booker's kind of, I don't know if he's a superstar yet, but it seems like he's becoming one. I'd say after last night, I don't know, I'd go ahead and call him a superstar at this point, wouldn't you? The way he's playing?
I would, absolutely. And I think we lost Steven momentarily, and having all kinds of issues here.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Uh-oh. All right.
We lost power at the transmitter. Steven back? Hey, Steve. Steven?
We lost power? What happened here? I'm here.
We're on TV. That's where we're at now, but...
I thought it was my fault. I go, what happened?
We were on the internet. And,
I said, I've Okay, so that wasn't my fault. So I knew something went wrong. I'm looking at my equipment. I go, that wasn't me again, was it? So that wasn't me.
I don't know.
I'm not happy that it was something else.
But. It might have been you. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, we're on TV, though.
I don't have the power.
Nate's talking about Devin Booker being a star.
It would be weird if I was able to control the transmitter. If I did that,
no,
I'd
you
feel
don't,
terrible.
You do not have that kind of power.
Well, with that goatee, I don't know. Anything's possible.
That's true.
That is true.
So how do we know the transcript? So fill me in on this. I'll give you a little inside baseball here. What the hell happened?
I don't know. I got a call from the transmitter, and then I tried to go to our backup line, and that didn't work. And we're on the internet. We're on the
TV. Is that like a robot that calls you from the transmitter?
Yes. Yeah, hello, this is the transmitter.
Yeah. WHB transmitter. No, absolutely. That's what it is.
Hello, Jake.
I give it the password. I give it the code. And then, yes.
Is there any chance it has an English accent?
It's a bad. I don't. I mean, it's.
Hello, Jake. This is the transmitter.
I don't know why I wanted to have an English accent,
it's like a computerized voice, but it's a female.
Oh, it's not like war games.
Robot. No. It sounds more feminine than masculine.
What would you do if it called you and it said, "Would you like to play a game?"
I would type the Y. Yes.
But you would. You would engage.
Sure I would.
Okay.
Oh, let's play for some nuclear war.
Wow.
Isn't that what they're playing for?
Yeah.
Global thermonuclear war.
Yeah, right.
How about a nice game of chess?
I'm a good chess player.
So there's no chance that the Joshua controls the transmitter.
Not as far as I know. I think Drake's heading up there now.
Right.
So, he's not listening anyway, so.
Why would he?
Well, he can't.
Well, yeah, he can. Listen on the A10 WHB app, sir.
I think he's Yep. So yeah,
Jake,
that's where we're at. Yeah.
Didn't you pick the winner of the US Open?
I did. I told you the guy I was rooting for was Jon Rahm.
I like that guy.
Yeah, right? He's a fun guy he was one of the favorites, so it's not like he was a sleeper of any kind. It's not like he was Phil Mickelson winning the PGA.
What were his odds? Like
He was like plus 950, 11-1.
Are you gonna really trust Jake's numbers on this?
Right now.
Maybe.
I looked yesterday on purpose.
But did you feel strongly enough to? Well, did you have any action on that? Did you do anything?
No, I didn't have any action. That wasn't he was the favorite, so I wasn't. I mean, I would have had to put a pretty good healthy chunk down to win anything.
If you know, you know. I mean,
right? Well, yeah,
he seemed like a very likable guy. Watching his post-game interview, my brother-in-law was filling me in on him. He put on some baby weight. Said after his. He had that little baby that he was holding afterwards, and when his said that, hey, with COVID and being home with the wife and all that stuff, I put on about 15, 20 extra pounds.
I thought you meant the COVID 15?
COVID-19.
I thought you meant, no. The COVID, it's like the COVID 50, I thought. Is that right?
Well, it depends on the,
Well, actually,
I thought you said your brother-in-law put on baby weight. I go, wow. No. why are you outing your brother-in-law like that? No. He's just trying to watch the damn U.S. Open.
No, Rahm did. And I think we could all identify with that, And he also brought up in the post-game interview, first Spaniard to ever win the U.S. Open. And you could tell he had an appreciation for his history there. I think I always like when guys do that. That was cool. That putt that he sunk on 18 was incredible.
17 and 18. To birdie to close out to win. I mean, that was ballsy. But yeah, I mean, he got kind of screwed in the Memorial about 2 weeks ago. He was leading going to the final round, and then he had a positive COVID-19 test, which it kind of baffled me at the time. It's like, we're talking about golf, right? He's leading, so he's going to be in the last group. Why wouldn't you just let him carry his own bag, have a camera crew stay 50 yards away from him, and let him play around by himself and try to win it? But, PJ, whatever. I don't know. So I felt bad for him, but it's also, we're talking about golf. It seems like they could have figured out something. But so I felt he got screwed in that situation.
When, I know you said things are kind of going haywire at the station. When do you... when you want to talk about Mondesi, do you just want to hold off on that, or should we add to
Who?
This?
What happened?
Should we add to the excitement of this segment? Should we take a break and think about this? Or
we probably should take a break before we get into
that. I feel like this could be a whole segment.
Yeah, we might. We might. Let's take a break, I guess. So
let's take a break. I feel something. I need to check this out real quick. So you get it because he felt something.
A little something.
Nothing. All right, nothing from the peanut gallery. No.
Well, I don't think it's funny. I don't know why I hit the laughing crowd.
Yeah, if you don't laugh,
you'll cry. But I really do feel something. I felt something all night, so I get it. That's my point. I'm trying to be empathetic here.
You can commiserate.
Right. Let me tell you something. I have tremendous side discomfort. I have tremendous front discomfort. Some back discomfort also. I mean, there's, he had side. Have either one of you ever had side discomfort?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
No laughing matter.
Oh yeah.
It's better than the front and back discomfort, but that side discomfort can get you. We'll take a break and think about this for a moment. When we come back, we'll find out if any more robot voices try to contact Jake. Also a lot of the talk about you and aliens and stuff. How do you know that's not like? How would you know if it's like another?
I don't know.
Being or another, like a ship or another planet trying to contact you. It's not the transmitter. Maybe that's the way they work. You got to rethink all this stuff before
Who's
you
they?
Just say, I don't know. That's the question, isn't it?
Are we talking about the Anunnaki?
Yeah.
The Pleiadians? Who are we talking about here?
I can tell you on that note, we should break. Nate, take us to break. I'm not sure what to do now.
Okay, we will take a break here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot. Hey, we are still on television on 38 The Spot.
We're on the damn air now, too.
Oh, we're on the air. Is that because of Drake?
I mean, I had some part in it, too, but mostly, yes.
We should probably give Drake all of the love that we possibly can.
I had to take some directions.
The Drake. I don't know what we would do without that guy.
We would.
What about the robot?
We would crumble.
The robot.
I'm always going to compliment the robot.
Yeah. Yeah, because the robot could take over this whole place at any minute.
Well,
we know that.
It's a matter of time before AI takes over the world.
We get that. All right, Steven.
Get to it.
Let's just get to it.
This segment, or you want to wait another?
Yeah.
You want to wait another segment?
I don't know.
I'm going to wait about 3.5 hours.
I will read.
Or just when Sam comes in at 8.
I will read from Megan Garcia's article at MLB.com. During the Royals' offensive outburst against the Red Sox in a 7-3 win on Sunday afternoon, Adalberto Mondesi was removed at the start of the top of the seventh inning with discomfort in his side. Manager Mike Matheny said he felt a little something. We're still getting some more information on it. So we had to get him out of the game at that point, but we're going to continue to watch it and see what the trainers say. Let me say this. Today is my anniversary. And back when I met Susan St. John, I felt a little something. And it was love. I don't know if that's what Mondesi felt. But, well, maybe. I don't know. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Happy anniversary, Sue. I mean, she's in the next room.
How many years, buddy?
A lot.
Sorry. Those are questions I shouldn't ask.
No.
Congratulations, man. That's a lot of years, yeah.
That's a whole lot of loving.
You got a heck of a woman there.
So, married, it's 19. No, 19.
Congratulations. So, yeah.
Right. But we've been together for 26. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Does it really?
A year older than Richie, right?
It doesn't feel right. Yeah. 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 There you go.
That's how I do my math.
We did the old Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell deal for a while. She wanted to test drive the car before she bought it. Eventually, so
I feel like Riley might be in that same boat.
Right, it took her a while to say yes to me when it came to marriage. So, and who could blame her, right? It's a pretty big jump, especially when it's with me. But here we are. And so, and now we're comparing our relationship to Mondesi, but I shouldn't.
No.
Right? That's not a good comparison.
No, it's
not. The Royals have emphasized they want to be cautious with Mondesi following his second stint on the injured list. As you remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, but he was placed on the 10-day IL in early June with a left hamstring strain. He was just activated this past Tuesday. He opened the season on the IL with the right oblique strain sustained in the club's final spring training game. Now, in the three games since his return from his latest IL stint, he has 4 hits and 11 at-bats. And so he's been good. Again, it's been a hell of a run, including a 460-foot home run. We saw that was the longest home run in Mondesi's career and the 4th longest by a Royals hitter since StatCast was introduced in 2015. He was back in the lineup Sunday after a scheduled day off on Saturday, went 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored, played some good defense, and so 10 games this season. He's hitting 316 with 4 home runs, but the problem there is 10 games. And so anyone want to guess what the future holds after this latest situation that led him to exit the game with side discomfort after he felt a little something?
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. If he ended up on the IL again, it wouldn't stun anybody. But
that would be unbelievable. If he was on the IL almost all the whole season, comes back for a week, goes back on the IL, comes back for a week, and then goes back on the IL again. I mean, you know, look, yes, he's had to deal with multiple injuries, and that's almost, unfortunately, it's become, I don't know, what has it become? I don't want to say punchline because it's really not funny. I mean, an eye roll, fans are frustrated. Look, you can react any way you want. Either way, it's not good. I mean, nobody wants this.
Super disheartening. And,
yeah, and I mean, nobody, if you're a Royals fan, nobody wants this. And it's even more cruel because when he does play, you see how good he can be. You see the flashes of brilliance both at the plate and on the field. But it's almost like, well, I'll just speak for myself, it's almost like you don't want to buy into it. You almost feel like it's a mirage, or you don't want to put any stock into it because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. And apparently there's a whole bunch of shoes because they keep dropping. And so, because I've seen other people, like, arguing on Twitter when Royals fans make, you know, snide remarks about Mondesi getting hurt and people defend him. It's like, you want him to get hurt. No, it's not, but it's just, it causes a wide range of emotion. Like, you know, as well as I do, there's plenty of people out there, including my buddy Sam, just they've had it. It's not, the upside, is it worth it? They just want to move on and put the 9 guys out there that you could depend on, but he's too good of a talent just to toss aside. I mean, he's a tremendous talent. Whether you buy into all the unbelievable things people have said about him or not, you could see that he, at the very least, he makes the team better. They need him offensively and defensively and on the base paths. But I mean, this is unbelievable, Nate.
So, they're trying to ease him back in, right? They didn't play him Saturday, I believe.
Scheduled day off, they say.
Yeah, they're trying to ease him back in. And on the one hand, I think you can fully understand that because they're trying to do whatever they can to find a way to get this guy on the field. And if his body's been dealing with a few different issues, and they're trying to see if maybe they can, you know, before they just put him through the grind of playing out there every single day, let's give him a day off here or there, make sure that his body has a chance to heal and recover. But after they give him the day off, then he feels a little something. And that was the way that, as you said, Mike Matheny described it. Now, is this the type of situation where, because of what he's had, and if it's in his side, I don't know, is this the same oblique that he had at the beginning of the season? if it was a bad enough injury to keep him out for 2 months, most people that have had injuries like that, pulled muscles and stuff, they know that even when you come back, it's a lot of times you feel that pulled muscle sometimes for the rest of your life. Like if you pull a muscle bad enough, you'll have it bother you, you know, for years sometimes whenever you maybe overstrain it a little bit. So maybe that's the situation, and they're just saying, hey, man, if you feel it, maybe they've told him, if you feel anything in that side, let us know, and we'll get you out of the game right now before it becomes something bad. And maybe that's what he did. Maybe he just went to them and said, hey, look, I felt something in that area. Let's, you know, I think it'd be smart if I shut it down for today so that way this doesn't become a problem again. If he's out there, and I think they have the day off today, if he's out there, you know, next time they play, then they're being smart. On the flip side, you can also, you know, you could also say, well, gosh, man, if this was the reputation, if you're Adalberto Mondesi and you know, and he's got to know by now. I mean, everybody knows what his reputation is. I mean, Mike Matheny's addressed it in the media multiple times. Well, I know a lot of people are saying this about him and that about him, and they're not right, you know. So Mondesi's got to hear it, too. And we've talked about it. That reputation exists even inside the clubhouse at some point in time when you're getting hurt all the time. Does a guy like that, is he at some point more inclined to try to pretend, you know, to not tell anybody about an injury because he doesn't want that to be the reaction of, oh boy, here we go again. So, and I'm not saying that would be the smart thing to do. I don't know. So they you know, they play the Yankees tomorrow and we'll see.
Jake, what do you think?
Honestly, I don't know what to think. I mean, I was a little taken aback, I guess it would be the word, when he had a day of rest. Was it a day game after a night game? Like, baseball is a game of routine and, you know, repetition. And you think he wants to get the reps right now. And and I get being precautious is what you need to do with the guy, I guess. But that I was kind of, that raised an eyebrow, like, huh? Okay. And then he leaves the game yesterday, precautionary. It's like, man, it's disheartening because you see the talent. But it's, I mean, at what point, I mean, I don't know the answer to this question, but like, at what point in time are you just try to get the guy on the field so you can just dish him? I mean, I doubt they're ever going to want to do that. Because they're locked in on this fellow. And, but it's, I don't know what to make of it. I flip a coin, right? Is he going to be in the lineup today? Maybe. Is he going to be on the IL tomorrow? Or they're off today, but so tomorrow. Is he going to be in the lineup? Is he going to be on the IL? Flip a coin. I don't have a strong feeling either way, and I wouldn't be surprised on either option.
Right. Or if he doesn't play for 3 days, and they talk about how it's just a caution, and then 5 days from now he ends up going on the IL, because we've seen that scenario too, right? With the hamstring injury, that's what it was.
That would be the favorite, I would imagine. They have him take some swings before the game tomorrow, before the game Wednesday, and then decide. I mean, I you know, because that's what's happened in the past. I'd love to say that I think he's going to be in the lineup tomorrow and he'd be fine, but history suggests otherwise. So it's just, it seems like it's almost like every Monday we're talking about this. And trust me, if you're sick of us talking about it, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'd like to talk about how good he is on the field, but yeah, how can you? Because this keeps happening over and over again. We'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
The Border Patrol rolls on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Nate Bucati, Stephen St. John, Jacob Terrez. What do we make of the Royals pitching staff at this point?
That's a hell of a question. Well, first things first. So Singer, he's going to make his next start. And so I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting that. I was prepared for Well, I was prepared for an IL stint. I was prepared for the worst. Because I feel like it's just the Royals have had bad luck with injury, and man, are we seeing pitchers. I'm telling you, fellas, we were watching pitchers drop left and right around baseball. So that's the first thing. It looks like the Singer's going to make his next start, so that's a plus. Mike Minor's been good. Every time I watch him, all I think of, and look, nothing against Mike Minor, but I watch him and I keep thinking, build your trade value, sir.
Right.
A nice veteran lefty who could help you in the rotation or in the bullpen, that's got to be worth something. What about you?
Well, maybe we're embracing the opener now. I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it. Kowar looked a little bit better. I mean, he got through three innings. I guess he looked a lot better. But, hey, look, I see other teams, like, let's say the San Francisco Giants, like when they called up Sammy Long, was it last week, a couple weeks ago? You know, used him as a bulk pitcher. They used an opener and then had him come in and pitch in three inning and four inning stints. Now I think he had his first start yesterday, worked his way in there. You see Tampa do that all the time. And we've talked about, hey, if something's not working, or if you've seen a couple of highly touted prospects come in and just fall flat, do something different. You know, build them up, build up their confidence, get their feet wet. I don't know. Maybe that's the way you try to build Kowar up to where he can feel confident, you can feel confident he's going to go out there when next time he starts and not flame out in an inning or two. Maybe that's a different way they can approach this. I have no problem with it if they use an opener. I know Mike Boddicker right now is seething, but yeah, man. I mean, you know, they got good news on Singer, and they think he's going to be okay enough to make his next start. I'm not suggesting with him, but, you know, Kowar, and the next time they go around with Lynch, maybe try to ease their way into it. I don't know. It's would you have a problem if they start to use an opener? I mean, Kyle Zimmer looked good in the role. I don't have a problem with it at all.
No, not whatsoever. I mean, there's little conventional about baseball at this point anyway, and like you said, Kowar looked better. Maybe these guys need to come in and start off in low leverage situations, and just, you know, relax a little bit and realize they can get big league hitters out, and then maybe they need to be eased into more and more high leverage situations, and then finally given the responsibility of starting a game. It doesn't seem to me like it should be that way. Like, it seems like we've seen other guys come up and, you know, get called to the big leagues and at least be able to survive until they start to figure things out. But if that's not the case, I'm all for a different approach. And so now it does make the situation with the rotation look a little weird. Like right now, it's Singer, Bubich, TBA in the Yankees series that we've got coming up. That's fine.
Honestly, I'm just glad it's Singer, because like I said, I was prepared. Weren't you thinking in the back of your mind, like, okay. And plus, now when we hear something's precautionary, it feels bad, you know?
Right.
It's usually when you hear someone was removed for just precautionary, like, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
What's that mean? And so I'm just, you know, just imagine if Brady Singer couldn't go and they had to put him on the AL, then what's the rotation look like? But that's good news that Singer is at least, they expect him to make a start on Tuesday. We'll take a break back after this on WHB.
All right, so Steven, you said earlier, you know, you asked us which series surprised us the most, the Bucks winning in Game 7 or the Hawks winning in Game 7, both of them on the road. Well, you also asked, you know, the shot by Durant, how big will that shot go down in history? Well, we also talked after the amazing performance he had in Game 5 And we had somebody tweet us and say, okay, how's that game going to be remembered if they don't win the series? And I didn't really consider that a very serious possibility at the time, honestly. I thought after Durant put up that game that the Nets would go on and win the series. And they didn't. So it is interesting now. Because Kevin Durant is finding out what a lot of other guys found out in this postseason. LeBron James has seen it in the past. If you don't have, and by the way, Joel Embiid found it out too when Ben Simmons absolutely no-showed in this entire postseason.
Wow. That guy. Wow.
Great players don't win in the playoffs. Great teams do.
I felt bad for Embiid too. He had a rough final 2 minutes. We lost the ball, missed the three. That didn't go well for him in a very close game. But Simmons is by far the what he scored 5 points.
I think he averaged less than 10 points a game for the series.
Five
he never scored double
on
figures.
Four shots. Four.
He was
shots.
Absolutely scared to shoot.
Four shots.
I mean, it's like
he said offensively, I wasn't there. So that's is that what you want to hear? Is that what you want to hear after a 7-game series, after a game 7 loss? I don't know, but you were talking about Durant. I have more respect for Durant than I had before. What I saw from him and the effort he put out, it was incredible. And I like did you guys see this shot of him embracing his mother after the game 7 loss? I mean, that dude. I still think he's the best basketball player on the planet.
I love that guy.
They're not advancing, but I leave that series liking him more, respecting him more, and thinking, putting him on a higher pedestal than I already had him.
He's my favorite player in the NBA.
I mean, it made a positive impact for me. Nate, you?
Yeah, no. I would say so too. But I do think that it also, like, it's a reminder again. Like I said, in the postseason, great teams win, not great players. All right, we'll take a break. We got Graham Zusi coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's going to do it for our hour on 38 Spot. We appreciate you watching on television. We'll see you tomorrow morning. We got Graham Zusi coming up. Also, Sam Mellinger and Todd Lebo. Straight ahead.